the incomparable Charlie Chan. We proudly present the incomparable Charlie Chan in a new and exciting series. Join the famous detective every week at the same time as he combines the wisdom of the East and the science of the West in a dramatic chapter from The Adventures of Charlie Chan.
Charlie Chan humbly bids you good evening and extend warm welcome. Honored sage Mencius wrote, "Man who gambles all should not complain when he loses same." Tonight we meet criminal games in which stakes were death. Listen, please. Thank you.
Tonight's adventure, The Frightened Shrock. Ago, Jimmy Dace was shot in a gunfight with the police. This afternoon, Charlie Chan and his number one son sit in the Dace home. Chan, fat and benevolent, gently sympathizes with the dead boy's mother.
"Has been written, Mrs. Dace. Sorrow, like bad weather, in time will pass and be forgotten. Do not permit grief to monopolize thoughts. This abandoned person, so sorry to be cause of son's death."
"It wasn't your fault, Inspector. No, you did your job. You couldn't save Jimmy. He was dead already."
"Dead already?"
"The day he started running with that crowd, he was lost. It was just a question of time. Heaven only knows how I begged him and pleaded. He wouldn't listen."
"Most unfortunate."
"That's good of you to come here. You're very kind." "You're the only visitor I've had since it was in the papers about Jimmy. Yes, I'm the notorious Mrs. Dace. They point at me and whisper."
"Great philosopher once said, any event, no matter how small, always produces large talk."
"Maybe. Too much for me, the looks and the whispers. No one understands the heartbreak of a son gone wrong."
"This person understands and sympathizes, Mrs. Dace."
"You're the only one. I'm leaving San Francisco, Inspector. I've lived here all my life, but I have to get out and be a stranger somewhere else."
"This inept brain suspected such decision was a reason for visit. Do not run away, Mrs. Dace. There is no escape. Remain in city. Your friends will return. You will restore purity to name in time."
"No, no, it's impossible."
"Crime and dishonor exist everywhere. You cannot escape. Must remain and continue battle here."
"Oh, that's the door. More reporters, I suppose. No, I'm leaving. I'm settling everything and going away. I have to." "Yes, what is it?"
"Message for Mr. James Dace from Gregor's."
"Message for... Don't you know his... Oh, let me see. Come in."
"You are from Mr. Gregor? A reference to famous Schroff in business on Grant Street?"
"That's right, mister."
"Schroff? Oh, what's a Schroff, Pop?"
"This is an IOU signed by Jimmy for $50. He couldn't even take his trouble with him when he died. He had to leave it for me. All right, here's your money. I've got it in...
"What's a Schroff, Pop?"
"Schroff is Oriental name for money changer, bill collector and small banker."
"Here's your $50. I suppose I keep the note, don't I?"
"That's right, ma'am. It's your receipt. Thanks."
"Well, one moment, Mrs. Dace. May this person inspect IOU in hand?"
"Why? What's the matter?"
You recall this person's words? There is no escape from crime and dishonor. Here is proof.
What?
You have not paid son's debt, Mrs. Dace. Observe IOU closely. Note signature. Is composed of many short lines, as though sketched by artists. This experienced eye recognizes signature as freehand forgery.
Golly, Pop.
Come quickly, please.
Inspector Chan.
Your son dead, but you cannot escape, Mrs. Dace. No one can escape crime. You are involved in new trouble. Must remain and assist this person in solution.
Yes, Inspector Chan.
Mount Devil Wagon at once, son. Must find messenger who collected payment.
That must be his car going down the hill. Hurry up, Pop.
Yeah.
Hold on. I don't know what this new business is, Pop, but I'll catch that messenger for you.
And sound horn, please. Indicate desire to overtake.
I don't think he knows what we want. He's speeding. Golly, if he isn't careful, he'll... Pop, tell him to make that corner. He's skidding. Gosh, look! Oh. You want me to call an ambulance?
Time for acceleration completed. Unfortunate gentleman dead.
He ought to have known better than tear down Russian Hill like that.
Perhaps. Ah, there is dispatch case under car. Kindly bring same to father.
Right. What's this all about, Pop?
Explanations will follow. One moment. Ah.
Golly. Look at all that money.
Case contains over $500. Also three IOU notes.
I don't understand, Pop.
All signs indicate ancient confidence trick. Now in operation in San Francisco.
Have a heart, Pop. Educate me.
Unidentified criminal watches obituary columns. Lists names and addresses of defunct persons. 2 weeks after death, presents forged IOUs for payment.
As they did with Jimmy Dace?
Exactly. Usually bereaved families too grief-stricken to observe ordinary business precautions.
They just pay the dead man's debt and that's easy money for someone. But how do they forge the signature?
Extremely simple to obtain sight of departed person's writing from files of telephone applications, driving licenses, voting lists, etc. Probably through ruse of posing as a business investigator, political organizer, and so on.
It's a smart idea.
And most vicious, victimizes persons in times of greatest tragedy. Must be stopped at once.
How? What do we do?
Proceed immediately to office of Schroff on Grant Street. Was wise sage who wrote, no matter how black crime may be, its source is always gold.
Come in, come in. So nice to see you. Beautiful day outside, no? Oh, you disagree? I am of likewise opinion. It's terrible day.
Pardon, please. Are you addressing Mr. Gregor?
In person, in the flesh. Dmitri Gregor. You wish money changed? Gregor changes. Rubles, francs, pounds, marks, lira, yen, pesos, crowns.
This visitor, Inspector Chan of police, at side number one, son.
Chan? Ah, so, you are perhaps visiting native home, yes? Gregor will change dollars for you. Gregor...
We aren't going back to China.
Oh, but naturally, foolish thought. Who would make such a suggestion? Now, Gregor...
Mr. Gregor, you are involved in serious crime.
Ushima, I am innocent. I was not there. I will bring witnesses...
Attention,
I...
please. Observe IOU notes in hand. Were taken from your messenger. Kindly explain source of notes, Mr. Gregor.
from the messenger. But how did you...
He's dead. He was in a car smash.
Dead? Porsche.
Authorities are now in charge. Kindly explain source of notes, please. How obtained? How much paid? At what date?
I do not know.
What do you mean you don't know? They're your notes, aren't they?
No. I am collecting these debts for third party on commission.
So, his name, please.
Oh, I cannot tell you. His client. You understand? Confidential. A Shurov cannot remain in business if he tells what is confidential, not even if he is brave. I am not brave, Inspector. Grigor is frightened, Shurov. I am not a brave man.
You don't have to tell us.
Most unfortunate, Mr. Gregor. But you will be in prison, Shurov, unless you give information. These notes you collect for client, most probably forged.
Forged?
One of them was, and maybe the rest.
All right. Very bad ethics, but I tell you. And when you see her, you tell her Gregor don't want any more business.
Her?
Da. A blonde lady. Very pretty. She has office on California Street. Miss June Morris. I give you address. You tell her to come get monies Gregor collected for her and go away forever. Famous Russian philosopher named Goglitze once said about blonde...
So sorry. Cannot discuss philosophy of lady at present. Must navigate self to office for personal interview.
Peter Bard, 1200 Van Ness. Jack Perry, 40 Sutter Place. Roy Pascal, 7820 Hyde Street. And that's all the obituaries for today.
Right, Julie, I'll start on them. Did you pick up the collection from Gregor?
Yesterday's, 900. Here.
Good enough. I'll be moving along now.
Wait a minute, Dan.
Huh? Well?
What about my money?
Oh, now, Julie.
I'm taking the same chance as you are. I told you I want more money.
Junie, I'm going to give you more than you think. You'll be getting everything I make out of this.
What? What are you talking about?
Wedding bells, my sweet.
You're not joking, are you, Dan?
Try this one for size.
Mr. Temple. Have a heart. I'm just a poor working girl.
All right, Junie, but how about that extra money now?
I'll take it out in orange blossom.
Good girl. That's what I hoped you'd say. Let's make it soon, eh?
Fine.
Good. I'll go and do some arranging then. Thanks for the list. I'll give it to Inky right away. Goodbye, Junie.
Goodbye, Dan.
Oh, and by the way, don't bother to pick up the money from Gregor's today. I'll save you the trip.
You'll call for me later?
Yes, Junie. I'll be calling for you.
This looks like it, Pop. June Morris, typewriting service. Shall I knock?
Yes, son. Try door.
Nobody here, Pop. Office is empty.
Ah. Office exceeding tidy for busy typewriter service.
Maybe she wasn't doing much work.
Obvious Miss Morris do little typewriting. A rubber roller of machine scarcely marked. And what's this? Obituary notice from daily paper. Son, we'll see what's behind that door, please.
All right, Pop.
Hey, Pop, look, there's someone here. I think.
Unfortunate girl dead. Has been shot.
Is it Miss Morris, do you think?
This person afraid so. Blonde. As Gregor the Shroff said, was getting paper from shelves here when shot fired. Initials on lapel brooch say J.M. Suggest this indeed the lady we seek.
Gosh, Pop, what do we do now?
Great sage say, when sudden landslide close main roads, traveler must reach destination by back lanes.
We will return to the inimitable Charlie Chan in just a few moments. But in the meantime, your announcer. And now, back to the incomparable Charlie Chan. While Charlie Chan and his number one son are looking for other roads to lead them to the solution of the crime, Dan Temple is busy too. You find him hurrying through the streets, taking the stairs two at a time and bursting into his flat, anxious and excited.
Inky! Hey, Inky!
All right, here, Dan. I just finished a very pretty bet.
Now, listen, Inky.
I ain't the kind of fella to pat myself on the back, Dan, but you certainly are the best artist in the business. You just one look at the licenses and I'm right. Now, that's art, Dan.
Yes, I know, but we've got more important things on hand now, Inky. We're leaving town.
What for?
We'll be in trouble with Junie if we stay.
What kind of trouble? Wrong trouble?
I'm not joking. We're leaving tonight. We'll start again in St. Louis, get a new girl, and make sure she's the brainless type.
I always liked St. Louis.
You go down to Gregor's and pick up today's collection. Meet me here. I'll be packing.
Well, how about Junie?
June won't be picking up the collection.
Had a quarrel with her, eh?
I wouldn't exactly call it that, Inky. No. Junie's got ideas. I had to stall her off with some talk about wedding bells and orange blossoms, and she fell for it. Yeah, she fell for it. And listen, Inky.
Yeah.
Don't say anything to Gregor, understand?
What did I have to say to him?
Nothing, Inky, nothing, but even saying nothing can get you into trouble in this town.
Pop, I don't get it. What are we doing here in Chinatown?
Patience, son, patience.
It's not going to do us any good hanging around outside what do you call the debt collector, bloke?
A shraf. It's Oriental word for gentleman of this persuasion. This shraf is only road left to solution of case. Murder of Miss Morris left no clues. Must pick up trail here.
How?
Sam has followed instructions.
I'm supposed to pour water on the knob of the door handle and keep it wet all the
time. Correct.
It's as wet as seal rock.
Very good. Father will explain plan. Criminal must come to office to pick up money collected for him by Shroff. If we remain inside office, they frighten him away without revealing identity.
I see that. But how will a wet doorknob show who we're looking for?
Wait, please. Person approaches shop.
We've watched 10 people go in and come out already. How are we going to know the right man?
Son will recognize suspect by blood on hands.
Blood in his hands?
Precisely.
How's he going to get blood in his hands from a wet doorknob?
Wait. Observe hands of gentlemen just leaving.
Golly, they're red, Pop.
Come quickly, please. Stop!
What do you want, mister?
This, Inspector Chan of Police. Observe credentials. You are under arrest.
For what?
Participation in murder of Miss June Morris.
What?
She was shot dead an hour ago.
Murdered? Shot? But I don't know anything about it. I swear
I'm
it.
I'm sorry. Come, please.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, wait, Inspector. I didn't have anything to do with it. But I know who did. I know. I'll turn evidence, see? I'm too old to...
What are facts, please? Quickly.
No wonder he's talking about leaving town. They're having trouble with Junie. And he never told me. Get me in for a murder rap. And never told me.
Who?
Dan Temple.
Criminal of lowest species from Chicago. This person acquainted with unsavory face.
Yes, a fella. Dan Temple. Up on telegraph here. You can get me for forgery, Inspector, but not for killing. You want Dan Temple for that.
Yeah. I'd better pack everything. I don't want to leave anything behind. Shirts. Socks. Inky,
That you? All right, just a second. Listen, Inky, I... Gregor.
Let me in, Dan, quick.
Where's Inky?
Very bad news, Dan.
What are you talking about?
Your business is finished.
You're telling me. What about Inky?
He's finished for good, Dan.
Now, don't rush and talk me, Gregor. Hey, what's the gun for?
You, Dan.
Say, listen, I...
Very sorry, Dan. Gregor is frightened, Shroff. You know, I'm frightened now. Bad. That detective, Chan, comes a little too close for comfort. I try to stop him. I think maybe I take care of Miss Morris in time. I was wrong. Now I take care of you.
Gregor, I...
Can't let anybody tell what they know about Gregor, Dan. Can't let you tell Chan.
You double-crossing...
No, Dan. Give me that gun. You crazy man.
Do not shoot the revolver, Mr. Gregor.
What?
Charlie Chan speaking. Behind you is number one son, also concealed. Have been threatened, Mr. Gregor, with last-minute assistance of Mr. Temple. Drop gun, please.
I've got you covered, Gregor. You better do as Pop says.
You were right, Inspector. I only half believed you when you talked me into this.
Pop's almost always right.
You'll keep your word, Inspector, eh? I'll not be charged with murder.
This person's iron word will be kept, Mr. Temple. We'll receive justice for participation in confidence trick. No more. Mr. Dmitry Gregor will be sole beneficiary of trial for murder.
You fat, smart trickster.
Many thanks for praise. You were indeed frightened, Shroff. Very shortly will be executed, Shroff. Truly it is written, fear follows crime and is punishment for same.
They got a pretty good write-up of the case in the papers, Pop.
Father instructed son to read papers for news, not ancient history.
Gregor was in with Temple. Mm-hmm. So, when he found out we were on the trail, he tried to cover up.
Precisely. This person suspected Shroff of the murder of Miss Morris. Was only person who knew intention to question them.
Yes, it could have been Temple. He was with her just before we came.
Mr. Temple only annoyed and frightened at demand of Miss Morris for more money. Put her off and then attempted to leave town.
There's two things I want to know, Pop. First, what was that blood on Inky's hands?
Very simple. Your father secretly dusted envelopes containing collected money in Shroff's office with anthracene dye.
Anthracene? What's anthracene?
Invisible dust, which turns blood red on contact with water. Used often in counterfeit cases.
Oh, I see. And Inky got his hands wet on the doorknob. Then when he picked up the dusted envelopes, the dye stained his hands red.
Precisely. First question answered.
Uh-huh, but here's the second. In the paper, it says that Mrs. Dace discovered the forgery and assisted you in catching the criminal. Now, that's stretching the truth, Pop. Why'd you do it?
Mrs. Dace suffered because of crime. Entire life smashed. Now has profited from solution of second crime. Has achieved a standing in community and an honor in eyes of friends.
Well, she won't try to run away anymore.
Precisely. And she has learned valuable lesson of Menzies, who said, trouble is like man's shadow, can never run fast enough to escape either. before this person has further words with you, here is an answer with words of wisdom. Before saying good night, Charlie Chan would like to leave you few words of ancient philosopher. Just when we are giving up seeking, it's time to find. Good night. Thank you.
Be sure to join us next week at this same time for The Adventures of Charlie Chan, based on the famous character created by Earl De Biggers. This is a Grace Gibson Radio production produced by Reg Johnston.